At a regular meeting of the Hopkins County Commissioners Court Monday morning, the court approved its budget for the next fiscal year, which begins October 1st. The tax rate in the budget increases a bit. I talked about the budget and tax rate with County Judge Robert Newsom.
You know, we had a lot of changes that occurred after July 31st when we put the first budget online so people could look at it and comment on if they wished to. And so there were quite a few changes that happened after that that allowed the budget to come together. And so we worked throughout, not just through July, but actually throughout August and into September. We were still making changes last week to make it balance, make it work like it's supposed to. But it is there, it is done, and it should be online today or tomorrow for people to look at if they'd like to on the Hopkins County website.
What kind of changes were made, those kind of late changes to make this thing work?
Well, we did have to raise the tax rate a little more than we wished we did. We didn't go to the 63 cents, which the voters approved several years ago when we discussed building the new jail. They actually voted for 63 cents. We ended up something over 62 cents, which is a savings, but taxes did have to go up a little bit. That raised the revenue. And then we also did some other things that allowed the revenue to go up a bit and the expenses to stay the same. So we actually ended up reducing expenses slightly, raising revenue, and it's more than balanced. So it's a very tight budget, but it's a good budget.
It does give some county employees a little bit of a raise.
Yes, we got 3% for all employees except sheriff's office deputies on the street received a substantial raise. What had happened over time, and this has been happening for 30 or 40 years really, is that we became the training center for other departments. That is, we would get a deputy trained, get him on the street, and he'd be really a great deputy, and then he'd go somewhere else for more money. Mm-hmm. And so we took a stand this year that we're going to try to keep those deputies. And so we gave a substantial raise, and I believe it's going to help. In fact, I believe it's going to work. Oh. And we have a top-of-the-line sheriff's office right now, and we want to keep it that way. We've got some young men and women that want to work, and they're out there, and they're doing some very good work out there on our streets protecting us.
This was your second budget. How was it to put together compared to the first one?
Well, it was in some ways easier, some ways harder, because of course we had changed. I had a new auditor, Shanna Walker, come in, and she was learning. I was learning because I had no one to lean on too much. And then the commissioners also, even the ones that had been here for 10 or 15 years or more, they learned this budget because it was kind of on us. It was a good experience, actually. And I think what's going to happen as a result of it, it's more transparent than any budget that I remember. And so I believe that the budget's in good shape.
I know you had to have several hearings and other
yes.
things. Did you get any kind of public response on this?
Actually, very little. People have called. They're concerned about their roads. I've talked to people this morning about that, we are as well. And so the commissioners working the best they can on that. There's other concerns, but overall, the county's in really, really good shape.
KSST News.